31 degrees and mostly sunny here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 4:04. Last week, federal investigators executed a search warrant at a Metro Water Services building, and an employee there, John Honeysucker, was put on administrative leave. Now, the Nashville Banner reports two Nashville businessmen are also being investigated. A source familiar with the probe says search warrants were issued for land planner and engineer Roy Dale and real estate developer Mac McClung. Roy Dale tells the outlet he's cooperating with the investigation voluntarily. McClung could not be reached over the weekend. Public information will be hard to find. The Banner reports a third-party federal court tracker shows an entry from January 2025 with tax information implicating all three men, but that case is listed as sealed on the public-facing docket. The U.S. Attorney's Office didn't respond to the outlet's questions about the investigation's other subjects. A lawsuit filed by a pair of national civil rights groups is challenging a Tennessee law that makes illegal immigration a state crime, something that's usually a civil offense. Will Darnell with member station WKMS reports the law has taken effect.
The suit filed by the ACLU and National Immigration Law Center pushes back on legislation proposed by Trump administration officials and passed by Tennessee Republicans as part of their so-called Immigration 2026 agenda. The law makes it a misdemeanor for illegal immigrants to remain in the volunteer state more than 90 days after being issued a final deportation notice. The crime is classified as a Class A offense, which carries the possibility of up to 1 year in jail and a maximum of $2,500 in fines for offenders. The lawsuit contends only the federal government can enforce immigration law. The Tennessee Lookout reports the suit is identical to one filed by the groups in June. A judge dismissed the first suit, saying the two plaintiffs would not be considered subject to arrest under the law, despite what their attorneys allege. I'm Will Darnell in Murray.
You'll find more news at WPLN.org or on the NPR app under local headlines. You're listening to 90.3.